I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap for Thursday, June 27th. We're already halfway through the year.
Oh, man.
I know. I just thought of that the other day, and I'm like, holy cow, I can't believe it's already almost July.
Yeah, 6 months from now, we'll be putting away Christmas decorations.
Gives me anxiety thinking about all of it.
Yeah. So let's talk about what you may have missed on the show today. You know those smart speakers? They've been getting a lot of bad press lately because, you know, people have been listening to our conversations.
Yeah.
And they said that they weren't listening, but in reality they are. Well, they are always listening, and it's not such a bad thing. There's actually some development being done on a tool that will detect specific gasping sound that a person makes when they're going into cardiac arrest. So if you have your smart speaker on, you make this particular sound, which, by the way, according to their own information on the trial, is 97% accurate. It will notify first responders for you that you're having a heart attack.
And where do you get these sounds that you'd listen for? I mean, how do you know gasping sounds?
You got to wonder, like, you know, could you imagine, like, the trial?
What is the one that's wanted? People are having heart attacks right now.
Yeah, like,
we just want to record you. we'll call 911, but not right away.
Do you have high blood pressure? Do you have high cholesterol? We want you to have a heart attack so we can capture your sound.
Gasping sounds. Can you think of any other, let's say, a bedroom activity that would work that causes gasping sounds?
Yes, but I guess it'd be different type of gasping sounds.
Well, I don't know.
Unless you're really into it.
Well, I mean, I'm just
maybe
saying.
What if you're just like, oh, I'm having a heart attack.
Yeah.
This is so great.
I'm just thinking, what if you're right in the middle of something very important and 911 knocks on the door and rings the bell?
Yeah. Let's see. We've also found out of America's least favorite veggie, and that's the old turnip.
Yeah, we got to agree with that, the turnip. You can grill them kind of, and there's some different varieties that are okay, but that's a tough one to get by. It's so Eastern European.
Yes, it is, good comrade. Beets were low on the list, as well as radishes and Brussels sprouts as well.
What was the most popular, though?
Most popular was corn.
All right, I got
followed
that.
By potatoes, carrots, tomatoes, onions, and green beans.
They've managed to put corn in everything. It's in our gas tanks. It's in pretty much every fruit drink that you've ever had.
Yeah. I had it in salsa the other day.
High fructose corn syrup.
This is kind of what is more striking about this. Only a quarter of Americans that responded said that they never eat vegetables. That's 25% of people.
That's
crazy to me. I mean, you got to eat veggies sometimes.
How do you poop?
I mean, you know.
It's true.
And speaking of that's corn will stick around for you.
Yes, true. Corn, you can definitely tell when you've had corn.
Look, a corn snake.
They say 36% of people said that they had included vegetables with their meal. 67% said they feel like they're a failure if they fail to include veggies in their meal. So
you're just going to have trouble pooping.
Yeah, so that's how you fix it. Just add veggies in there. That's all you got to do.
Come on.
We found out the best time to book your hotel for the best savings, because there's really kind of two schools of thought.
You go to a big city, you go to a small city. That makes all the difference right there, right?
It does. But the school of thought is, should I book immediately when I'm buying my airfare, or do I wait I need the bed in the next 5 minutes?
Like the price, there's a price line thing where you can get stuff really cheap, but you don't know where you're going.
Yeah, that's true. So you are right. There was this travel app called Hopper, and they actually figured out, they said, listen, it really kind of depends where you're going. So if you're going to a big area like New York, Boston, Chicago, you have probably booked about 1 to 2 weeks in advance because the prices aren't really going to fluctuate, because a lot of business people go in and out, and there's high volume. So you just want to make sure you get a room. So that's why they're saying you can wait 1 to 2 weeks beforehand. Yeah. Now, if you're going to a smaller town that doesn't have as much traffic, or perhaps a resort, they say time is key. The earlier, the better, because the lowest rates are going to be anywhere from 3 to 6 months out.
Really?
So, yeah.
All right.
You want to book kind of early when you're doing that.
I've lucked out before on the last minute thing, and I've managed to get like the only suite in the hotel, which has been really cool.
Nice.
But, it's hit or miss, though. It doesn't always work. You know?
You can't count on that.
So, I'm part of one of the loyalty programs for hotels. And I finally have stayed enough over a lifetime that I've upped my status where my checkout time is now 2 p.m.
Nice.
Instead of 11.
Yeah.
But I've yet to stay till 2 p.m. So it's like, it's kind of one of those empty promises type things. I'm like, yeah, it's usually on a Sunday and I want to leave anyways before 11 to get home in time.
Yeah, get back,
We learned about Crocs with built-in tube socks. Why on earth did we need this? Who knows?
It's the ugliest thing you've ever seen. You got to go to our website, ktk95.com. We've got the links up there.
Yeah.
And it's not just the Crocs and the socks. It's the one with the calf-length ones, like the sport model.
Yeah, the tube ones. It's actually, there's a streetwear company called Alife that actually Croc has teamed up with. And it's a whole line of the shoes. One of them's called Art, and it looks like spray paint art. One is called Jibizd. And the other one's the Classic, which is, looks like a regular Crocs with their logo on it. But the one, it is the Sport Edition, I love that, is the one that has the socks that are literally attached to the shoe. They have two stripes, one red and one in blue, that run on the circumference around the top of the sock.
About halfway up your calf, and that's such a good look.
That was a big look in the early 80s. You know, when the
Crocs are white and the socks are white, and you just don't really know where the shoe ends and the sock begins, and... I don't know.
I would call it a boot, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and I just want to know if the actual Croc itself is lined with the sock, because Crocs make your feet sweaty.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, and look at the price on these things.
$140.
Are you kidding me?
That's a little steep for me.
You can get 1,000 Crocs for that. Aren't there knockoff Crocs by now? I'm sure there are.
They're called Rocks.
You know, we used to call the flip-flop Zoris when we were growing up, and it was like there would be a bin of them.
Uh-huh.
And they'd be attached with like a little zip tie together, and you just pick out your size. One size fits all, pretty much.
Yeah. And then we also finally learned today kind of a sad ending for service animals that work so hard to keep us safe and protected. We're talking about police dogs and military dogs or law enforcement dogs.
Yeah. What happens when they retire? Well, some of them are just thrown away. Well,
yes. Sometimes the officer or the soldier is allowed to adopt the animal.
If they can get through the red tape. Yeah.
The red tape, but then there's a lot of circumstances that come up. Maybe there was some trauma to the officer or to the soldier where they can't hold a dog for now. And so the dog gets kind of lost in the system. They get put into shelters. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when shelters too many shelters, too many dogs at a shelters, they have to put some of them down. So there's a good company called Mission Canine Rescue that actually is working to place retired service dogs with their forever homes. They say a lot of people just don't realize. They just assume that the service person gets the dog.
They're magically taken care of.
And that's not what happens.
They go to shelters, and then shelters, they can't adopt them. They have to euthanize them.
And so what they do is that they first find them, they adopt them, and then they kind of give them a time, because a lot of times these dogs have PTSD.
Yeah.
They have behavioral problems because they are just like with the soldiers coming back.
Stressful, high-pressure situations, and that affects your brain, man.
So they kind of let them unwind a little bit, and then they look for forever homes, and you can be one of them. We have links up at our website, and they say be very patient, because it's not so turnkey like other rescue organizations. These dogs need some TLC.
Right. Well, it's like you said, Storm. I mean, they just need time. Mm-hmm. So, like, once they are able to adjust, and if you give them that space they need, then they'll be fine.
Yeah. So it's a really cool website, and if anything, they do ask for donations. Maybe it's something you want to consider.
I just thought, it would be a great dog toy? A Croc with a sock.
I agree.
Amen.
I
mean,
wouldn't
it? There you go. Now it serves a purpose.
Put a little peanut butter in there.
It's the best of both worlds, the Kong and a sock that they chew. I love it. Not for $140, though. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's our show for today, Thursday, June 27th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC ya.
Bye, y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.